shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi folks, tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Leeds. Hear from people throughout the country who have achieved tremendous control of their health and finances through the balanced nutritional products being offered by Relive International worldwide. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. on WCNO for the Lifestyles program. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Discerning the presence of God is more important in your life than discerning His will. Come on, let it sink in. Amen. Whew. I know some of y'all are trying to sit there and think, well, I don't know if I agree with that or not. Let me think about that just a minute. And your mind's just kind of, it's okay, let it sink in. You'll get it. Say, Pastor, how can you say that? Because listen, if you can discern His presence, and you can dwell in His presence, you will always find His will for your life. Always. Come on, amen? But if you're so focused on His will that you never find His presence, and all you do is run around in circles into your head looking for the will of God, trying to figure out God, trying to understand God, and not realize that what He's trying to tell you is found when you spend time with Him, you will just stay in chaos. Hallelujah. Huh? He didn't say, go weep, I'm going to raise the boy from the dead, and there's going to be a great miracle. Somebody's going to get to set free. Somebody's going to write about it. It's going to minister to generations for thousands of years, this miracle. They're going to write about it in the book of Luke. It's going to be part of the Bible. He said, this is my will. Stop weeping. I'm here. I'm right here. I mean, there was a moment there. There was kind of maybe an awkward moment right there where the Bible says he stopped the coffin. And then he says this, watch this. In my presence, I can restore everything you lost. I mean, in the presence of God, everything you've lost can be restored. I'm a living testimony of it. You're looking at the proof right here, right now. Everything you've lost can be restored in the presence of God. But you know what we do? We come into the presence of God with our list of things that need to be restored, and we try to get God to bend his will to our will. Instead of taking our will and bending it to the will of God. Come on, help me, amen? How many know God's will is not for you to sit in confusion? God's will for you is not for you to be downcast. I love this. Some people get religious and then all of a sudden all you see them do is this. It's like the joy of the Lord gets sucked out of them because they've been reading their Bible. Come on now. They've gotten so holy they can't smile. How many know what I'm talking about? Come on, that is not God. That's you overworking your brain. Help me, amen. Come on, amen. In his presence is where grace is. In his presence is where the fullness of joy is. In his presence is where peace is. Hallelujah. You know, we sang the songs to Jesus and we sang, oh, Jesus, I want more, more and more of you, Jesus. But what we're singing really is, Jesus, I want what I want more and more from you, Jesus. And we're just trying to get what we can get while the getting's good from God. Somebody shout, I got to get content with him. Is anybody hungry for righteousness this morning? And listen, please, I know I'm hammering this, but don't get me wrong. I believe that we need to know the will of God. I believe that theology is important. I believe that doctrine is important. But I don't think they are the most important thing. Come on, amen. I think the most important thing is becoming a person who is continually living in a dynamic interaction and an encounter with God in my life where I am led by the Spirit of God every day of my life. And when I'm not led by the Spirit of God, I have such a relationship with him that he can do this and say, wake up, go this way. And I can say, oh, okay, yes, sir, I got you. That's what God wants to do in our life on a daily basis. He wants us to walk with him. He wants us to talk with him. He wants us to journey with him and be with him every day of our lives so that our life is not dependent on what we think we know about God, but our life actually becomes dependent on God. You know, I really believe that the church today in America is like that widow. The church today in America is mourning. It's mourning. She's mourning all the stuff we've lost and all the things that have been taken away. She's walking down in a processional of death. She's weeping and she's mourning and she's saying, we've redefined marriage. We've taken prayer out of our school. Babies are being aborted by the millions all the time. We've lost our son. We've lost our heritage. It's terrible. Everything's lost. It was better in the last generation. It was better back then. America used to be a godly nation. How many of you heard things like that before? America is a grieving, mourning widow who keeps focusing on what the will of God is and the way things used to be and what has been lost. And she needs to stop and recognize that the same God of the Bible is the same God that's here today. He's a God of restoration, a God of miracles, a God of blessing, a God of abundance. And he wants to invade your life and have an encounter in your life every day. That's who he is. Come on, he hasn't gone anywhere. God has not left you. He's right here, right in the midst of where you are. We don't need to grieve everything we've lost. I mean, I know there's a time to grieve over lost things and sons, but at some point we've got to wipe the tears away and realize that our supplier, the one that meets our needs, is right there in the middle of it with us, who can bring us to a place of joy, who walks in the strength of God that he's put in us, and keep our eyes on the living Son of God. The second thing is this. It says, great fear came upon them. Somebody say, great fear. The literal translation of that is great fear seized them. It seized them. And then they glorified God. So how many of you know that means that great fear and glorifying God are not mutually exclusive? We have just painted the church up. Well, we must have a reverence for the Lord. I fear the Lord. Anybody ever seen that before? Great fear seized them and they glorified God. In other words, wow, God is right here in our midst. And they glorified God because he was right there and they gave him praise. They were having an encounter with God. How can you talk about the fear of the Lord in a church where everybody's dancing and jumping and raising their hands and having a good time in the presence of God? That just doesn't seem like it goes together, does it? Well, we got to fear God. Why are they jumping up and down? Well, according to the Bible, those two things do go together. The more I fear God, the more I glorify God. Hallelujah. The more I fear God, the more I pour my heart and soul and my body, my mind, my emotions, and everything that I have out to him in praise. The more I honor him, the more I give him myself. The fear of the Lord doesn't mean being reserved. Doesn't mean I act like an icicle. We reverence the Lord at Truth Church. Sit down, be quiet, and reverence God. No, somebody say no. How many know King David had a different idea of what the reverence of the Lord was? He said, you can think I'm crazy if you want. I'm going to dance before the Lord. I'm going to dance myself silly. It'd do some of y'all good to dance yourself silly. Ah, you get a revelation of that, you'll get free today. Amen. So I don't think we need to mourn everything that we've lost. I think we need to say what went wrong and let's get it back. Let's get in the presence of God and start believing God for a turnaround in our city. Let's get in the presence of God and start speaking over our kids and over our families. Let's see the divorce rate go down. Let's see people get on fire for Jesus. Let's see people's hearts turn with a hunger back for the things of God. How do you do that? We get in the presence of God. Jesus said to the book of Revelation, he said, you've lost your first love, but let's get it back. Let's get it back. You can repent from it. You can turn around. You can get back on track. I'm still here. I'm still the same God. I haven't gone anywhere. Come to me. Hallelujah. So, I mean, no, we just can't lament. We just lamenting doesn't change anything. A lamenting church can't transform a city. If you're so burdened and you're so wounded over everything that's been lost, you are not going to be effective for the kingdom of God. You're going to be burdened and wounded. Oh, dear God. Oh, it's horrible out there. Help us, Lord. Give us strength. You need to get some faith and start declaring the works of God in your city. How many know it's a powerful church that will make a change in the city? Not a weak, dried up, watered down gospel church that has a head knowledge of who God is. They just gonna go to church. That's a social club. God wants you to have an encounter with his love. Come on, amen. Listen, I got an idea for you. Could it be in America that we're just losing cultural Christianity? That we're losing billboard Christianity? We're losing popular Christianity? I say, let it go. Come on, let it go. I think we're past the time where our favorite celebrities score a touchdown and they say, well, praise God, thank you, Jesus. That stuff makes us feel good. Well, look at that, they're giving glory to God. Huh? Well, listen, I'd trade you a ton of cultural Christianity for an ounce of spiritual Christianity any day of the week and twice on Sunday. Because I want to have an encounter with my God.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
I want to be a church that experiences my God. I don't think it's a bad thing that we lose a little bit of cultural Christianity so Jesus can encounter this world at the gate and restore to us some spiritual Christianity. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody praise the Lord with me. If we believe that is true, then this ought not be a day of lamenting. This ought to be a day of celebration. This ought to be a day of victory. This ought to be a day to rejoice in the presence of God and believe that Jesus can bring back everything that the devil has stolen from us. Everything that he's tried to take. So we have to align our emotions with his presence, not our circumstances. And we have to return to the fear of the Lord and begin to glorify God. And number three, I believe God wants to say this to us. Our text says that they glorified God and they said this, a great prophet has arisen among us. Watch this. And then they said, God has visited his people. God has visited his people. Truth Church, I want you to hear me today. I believe that God, by his Spirit, wants to have an encounter with us. He wants to have visitation with us in our lives. I believe that God wants us to begin to expect, somebody say expect an encounter with him in our lives. Expect an encounter with him in our services. On Sunday morning, that we not just come to church to get some instruction, to be edified, to be equipped, but that we come here and we encounter a God that loves us. God that cherishes us. God that wants to take the dead things of our life and bring them back to us. Bring life to us. That means that every time I come into this place, every time I walk through those doors on Sunday morning or Wednesday night, I've got to come into this building with an expectation, with an excitement that God wants to show up in my life. I promise you, if you're walking in this place on Sunday morning, go, well, I made it. At least I'm here. I see this happen, ladies and gentlemen. I see people come in this ministry so excited for God, they start out on the front row. They come up at prayer time. They get involved in leadership. And then all of a sudden, things don't go the way they think they should, and they move back two or three rows. Then pretty soon, they're sitting on the last row, and they're showing up 30 minutes late. I'm preaching, and I feel the anointing on the word, and I'm looking out, and they're beginning to fall asleep and drift off. They're here, but they're not here. I watch it happen for month after month after month. And then inevitably, I'll get a phone call. Pastor, we're moving on. Things aren't right there with us anymore. God's taking us somewhere else. I know what the problem is. It's not the church. It's not the pastor. It's that at some place in our life, we have moved from a place of excitement and expectation to a place of casual Christianity and passivity where we can't even get to church expecting God to do something big in our life. We've let the cares of life and the worries of the world weigh us down so much that we barely get through the door. And God's saying, no, no, that's not what I've got for you. I want to have an encounter with you. I want to show up in your life and do great and mighty things with you. I want, when you come here on Sunday, for you to come into this place with so much expectation that my spirit invades your life. And that when you leave this place on Sunday or Wednesday, you know that you've had an encounter with me that's transformed you from the inside out. You know why I know this is true? Because most of the people that come here every Wednesday and every Sunday have an actual encounter with God. God's touching them. God's transforming them. The Word's doing what it's supposed to, and He's coming alive to them. I see it. I know who comes expecting, and I know who comes with a critical mind. But listen to me, saints, this morning. Listen to me, children of God. Your daddy wants you to be set free from that. He wants you to be healed from that. And he wants to invade your life on such a level that you can never be the same again when you leave this place week after week. That's what God has for Truth Church. That's what he wants to do in our house. That's what he's doing in my life, and he wants to do in your life. He wants you to have an encounter with him every day so that the cares of this life and the worries of this world don't plague you. I mean, you know, we can always find something wrong in our circumstances. I've been a senior pastor now 5 years. I youth pastored for 15. And one thing is for sure, I've seen the cycle. I've seen it in people's lives. I've seen people that continue to press in, and God moves them from level to level to level, glory to glory to glory. And then I've seen others come in and have things robbed out of their life. And it's usually because of offense. You can't have an expectation of what God wants to do in your house if you're offended. God wants to encounter us today. He wants you to stop grieving, mothers, for what's been lost, and start rejoicing for what's been gained. You ain't got to carry hurt. You don't have to carry pain. You don't have to worry about how hard it's been anymore. Because the God of your life wants to be in your life, right in the midst of your journey, filling you with everything you need. All you have to do is say, God, I believe it, and I expect it in my life every day.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbus. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Meyers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.